What advice would you give then to somebody who's listening, who is perhaps feeling a little bit worse than what you were, maybe a short of breath now, doesn't know if things are going to get better, always hoping things are going to get better, but you know that they probably won't. What do you tell them with respect to how to control or deal or get through those emotions of all the uncertainty that you've described?
Sure. So I think, you know, with all of our lives, we have components. We have a spiritual and emotional, relational component, a physical component. And so when I think about how we and I coped during the season, perspective was critical. Bathing in sort of this reality, I was aware of my mortality, certainly, and we all are to some degree. You know, we all can say it, tomorrow may be our last, but to be, again, viscerally aware of that and to have meaning and purpose and hope in every moment. I didn't see pain or suffering or a lot of the things that were around me, even being in healthcare, as meaningless. I see them as meaningful in my experience. And what I would tell people as I've gone through the process of being either I'm on 8 liters of oxygen per day, 24 hours a day. I was either going to suffocate or go into cardiac arrest. And there were many days where I would lay on the floor. I could not catch my breath. So once the disease progressed. So for those people who are listening, I progressed very rapidly. I've gone through some serious events through that process. Yes, it is painful, but there is hope in every moment. And the hope, again, is that life is meaning and purposeful even in those painful moments. People that are going through this disease, you're not alone. It's good to get sounding boards out there, people who have walked the path to some degree. Everybody's story is very different. And what I found, whether it's IPF or those who have had lung transplant for cystic fibrosis, et cetera, all of us are very different and we're in different stages of life and we're processing things differently. But ubiquitously, I would say there's a transcendent component that says that life has meaning and purpose, and that gives us the ability to look and appreciate this next breath and this breath that we have. Not to focus on the why me, but what can I do with right now? And the disease itself for me, and I'm hoping I can encourage people, help me to deeply appreciate the moment. I had heard many people talk and read a lot about being present and mindful, or what does that mean to be present and mindful? And then a quote that nothing educates us quite so well as a shock. Well, for me, the shock of the disease and being in the moment as a patient, you really get a sense of appreciating that. And you can easily spiral into a self-pity if you're not careful. And why is this happening to me? And my expectations were not high. I'm a human. I realize I live in in this mortal frame, so to speak, and yet my hope was very high in every moment. And whether I got one more breath or one more year or one more decade with my family, I was going to hope, prayerfully hope for the best, and then seek to invest those moments well. And it's not an easy road. But again, I think adversity teaches us a lot. So this was a teacher for me. It will be a teacher for those who walk through it who can maintain that perspective.